I think we went very far to try to accommodate the concerns of the people who came in to testify on the bill. I think we met the concerns of the Fraternal Order of Police. We met the concerns of people who said the bill was too expensive, too onerous. And I think we struck a pretty good balance on the mental health provisions. And I think we have achieved a great deal in terms of public safety. I think this bill really will save lives, prevent injuries, and it's a good thing.
I just want to be clear on the mental health provisions.
Yeah.
No change when it comes to voluntary commitments. There are changes to involuntary?
Yes, there are a series of involuntary commitments or applications that will disqualify people from owning firearms. And that those were, I think, unanimously, we didn't take a vote specifically on, well, actually we did. Mm-hmm. Let me back up. So on a series of situations in which an individual is deprived of his or her rights involuntarily because they've been adjudicated to be incompetent, because they have been found by medical professionals to be a danger to themselves or others, if they're subject of a guardianship, meaning that they can't manage their own affairs, in situations like that, we think those people should not have access to firearms, not be able to possess their own firearms. And I think, I can't speak for everybody, but as I was looking around the room, it seemed to me to be unanimous that people felt that if something like that happens, we're safer, you're safer if you don't have a gun.
It looks like vote next week. Okay.
Is it correct to say, then, that anyone involuntarily committed for mental health reasons,
yes,
would not be able to, for any duration, would, yes, not be able to own a firearm.
Correct.